Standing by with a couple of Knoxville volleyball players, Melanie Sullivan and Brittany Bacorn. Ladies, tough loss on Tuesday. Brittany, I'll start with you. With the exception of that second set, that was a wild and pretty fun match to watch if you were just a fan.
Yeah. We're definitely going to use it as a learning experience, and we can grow from it, and we just need to cut down on our side errors, and we'll be just fine.
And Melanie, your thoughts, you had it 2-0. What maybe changed in sets 3, 4, and 5 for everybody?
I think we might have just gotten our heads that we got it in the bag, and we kind of like started getting lazy on our like the little things that we needed to really finish the match. So we definitely need to improve on that, and it'll get better.
Girls don't have one hitter that everybody can key on. How big is that? You can rely on Abby Wadley or maybe you, Brittany, or you, Melanie, and not have that one monster hitter that we've had in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's definitely different because I'm setting back row this year, and I mean I love setting. So I don't know. It's a lot of fun because I think it bonds our team together because we don't have one player that is just getting all the balls. So I don't know. I love it, but yeah.
And, Brittany, that's one thing you're doing a little different this year is setting a little bit more. What's that like? I know last year you were one of the hitters.
Yeah, I set for club. So I'm used to setting, and it's probably my favorite position. So I was happy that she gave me a chance to set this year.
Melanie, what's that like for you? Is it a little bit different situation this year without, all those seniors last year? Now, you got to come in and be the leader.
Yeah, it's definitely different, but I think it really helps us to trust each other, which is really what a team needs. If we don't trust each other, we can't rely on anybody else to get the ball. So it's definitely fun to have everyone, hitting all night long and not just one person.
And, Melanie, you mentioned trust, and I guess I'll ask both of you. You first, Melanie, how big is that trust when Hannah Duncan, a freshman, is going to dig it out, or Emma or whoever, if you can't get the ball?
It's absolutely huge. You have to have it. Even if they're like 2 years younger than us, they can still do it as best as we can. We just got to believe in them just like people believed in us when we were young.
Brittany, about the trust for you too. When you set that ball, someone's going to try to smack it over.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Hannah stepped up great and she's done an awesome job. We need to get her confidence going a little bit, but other than that, I think she's doing amazing, and the whole team has stepped it up since last year.
I got to ask, and Melanie, you were in this situation last year, but there are three sets of sisters on this team. You and your sister, Brittany, and the Duncan girls and the Heffron girls. What is that like? And Melanie, I'll ask you that last year when Amy and you were playing at the same time.
It was super fun just getting to – because we already have that bond and just getting to share it on the volleyball court, which we both love. It was just super special, and it almost makes it easier because you have that advantage of trust with that person.
Brittany, what about you with your sister, Taryn? She made some pretty good plays on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I just love this team. We have so much fun together, and, practices are so much fun. So, I mean, it's fun that Tara's here, and I'm going to miss her next year, but we'll still have so much with the team because we all trust each other.
All right, last question for both of you. You said you needed to learn some things from this loss. So what kind of things are you going to learn and, and maybe grow from and when you get your next match in?
We need to cut down on our hitting errors, but we're getting there. And it's definitely, if I look back to the first week of practice, we've improved so much. So I'm not worried at all, and I'm confident the season will go just the way we planned.
To go with that, I just think we really need to keep our heads up when we make errors because we can always come back from it. And if we're really known to dig ourselves a hole, and it's hard to come out of that. So I think that's definitely one thing we can take out of it is we need to start out strong.
Melanie Sullivan, Brittany Bacorn, thanks. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.